Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
For many people who were working in the country's thousands of offices, breakfast and lunch times would mean making a trip to the office canteen or the coffee dock. However, with lockdown, our offices have remained empty as people continue to work from home. So what has happened to the contract catering sector of the economy? Well, for this week's review, I'm delighted to be joined by three of the country's leading contract catering companies. Frank Gleeson is the President and CEO of Aramark Northern Europe. Gavin Annan is the Sales and Marketing Director at Mount Charles. And Pauline Cox is Managing Director at Gather and Gather. You're all very welcome to the programme.
Morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bobby.
Frank, good morning, everybody. Sorry about that. We'll start with you, Frank. Maybe just tell us about Aramark. I'm a former employee, so I know a little bit about the business. But tell us about Aramark, first of all, and how your business has changed in the last 12 months, Frank.
Good morning, Bobby, and it's great to be on your show. I mean, you know Aramark pretty well. We're a pretty broad-based contract catering and services business right throughout Ireland. We would operate in pretty much every sector, from business and industry, education, health, leisure, travel and retail. So pretty much all of the sectors that have been affected by the COVID lockdowns, and certainly it's had a pretty profound effect on not just Ireland, but certainly our sectors, as we have been artificially shut down for quite a prolonged period.
Yeah. Gavin Annan, the Sales and Marketing Director at Mount Charles, you're present on, I know you're originally a Northern Ireland company, but you have a significant presence down here as well. Tell us a little bit about your business and, again, the COVID impact.
Good morning, Bobby. Thanks thanks a million for the opportunity to talk today. It's really exciting. Mount Charles, we were established in 1988 by my father and current chairman, Trevor Annan, who, when he was younger, ironically wanted to be a policeman, but thankfully he was a quarter of an inch too small, so Mount Charles wouldn't have started if that hadn't have happened.
Wow.
So yeah, which is always a nice tale to tell at the start of a bit of a background. But yeah, we were originally founded as a contract catering company back in 1988, and he had saw an opportunity to start something big, and we've grown massively since then. We've also been lucky enough to diversify into a number of sectors, cleaning, vending, security and events. But certainly on the contract catering front, it's something that we hold close to our hearts. Similar to Frank, we do operate across a large number of industries, which naturally have been affected by COVID, but we're learning every day about how we can adapt and change and make things better for the future.
Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. I want to bring in our third guest, Pauline Cox, Managing Director at Gather and Gather. Pauline, tell us about Gather and Gather and indeed your world of contract catering.
Okay. Thanks, Bobby. Gather and Gather, I suppose, slightly different to the others in terms of the profile of our business. We're primarily a Dublin-based business, client portfolio focused on workplace catering. And if you were to look across the number of clients that we look after, a lot of tech clients. We've got professional services and some retail clients, but primarily Dublin-based. And we came to the Irish market in 2014. We had been part of the FM giant Mighty. And in 2019, we became part of another food business, CH&Co. They're a UK and Ireland-based business. And pre-COVID, we were, you know, employing 350 people, and everybody was looking forward to what the 2020 was going to bring for us.
Okay, and that turned out to be rather different. Frank, can I come back
Absolutely.
To you? And if we could look for a minute at the landscape of your clients. You know, typically, I suppose, large multinationals, number of hundreds maybe in the workforce, the catering operation being fairly pivotal and central to their everyday work lives. Now we have a scenario where many are working from home. Maybe the canteen or restaurant lies dormant. Maybe it's something in between. But this has been transformational, has it not, to the core of your business?
No, Bobby, you're right. I mean, you know, the effectively a lot of the workplaces have been shut down. So the offices effectively are not working today unless you're in critical services somewhere. So, you know, the canteen's not operating unless it's skeleton service. Employees are working from home, and that's completely artificial. Same with the education sector and, you know, right across leisure and travel. Anywhere where, you know, you had the shutdown, we pretty much had to either redeploy our people or we've got quite a lot of people on the different schemes. So it's been difficult for our clients, you know, because they've had to adapt. We've adapted too, obviously, with, you know, working from home ourselves in terms of using technology and then making sure, you know, we're responding to the needs of our clients. And I suppose we had a little bit of a sneak preview because we have a Chinese business that had the COVID first. So we could learn and mobilize, you know, some of the solutions quickly. And we've done that to make sure that we could kind of support our clients immediately as they kind of try to understand what's going on and how they could continue to operate. And some have operated because manufacturing is still going, as you know. So we've had to provide services into manufacturing and anywhere where critical services were needed and make sure that we've got people and products in the right places.
And if you reference that Chinese example, Frank, does that give you hope? Is everything more or less back to normal there? Or was there significant, I suppose, consumer behavioral change post-pandemic that affected the business?
Yeah, the business has rebounded very strongly in China. So they're trading well ahead of pre-pandemic levels. I think what's happened is companies have gone to the best firms that have provided solutions. And Aramark's pretty leading in that space. We come up with a program called Eversafe, which kind of helped give confidence and helped give expertise as we were coming back to a new norm. So I think we've taken that learning. We're preparing it in the business in Ireland and UK. And I think that'll help us win more business clearly and then provide the solutions. But yeah, China's done well. And we'd be very optimistic about the future for our business in Ireland when we have that demand, pent up demand, when they're able to come back and shop and come back into the work environment and use our services, Bobby.
Gavin, can I bring you back in here and ask you about, again, probably similar to our other guests, again, this transformation of, you know, nobody really working where they used to work. And if they are working, they're not gathering in any numbers. So clearly your business has been impacted massively as well.
Yeah, it certainly has, Bobby. Certainly in terms of percentages, our catering business has been down by 50%. And our event side, which would also be a food and beverage offering, has had 100% impact. You know, so that's no hidden secret that large numbers aren't coming back anytime soon. But I suppose at the minute, people are living at work rather than working from home. And we know that that has given flexibility for sure for a lot of people. But the more we talk with our clients and the people on the ground, there's definitely a hunger for people to get back into the workplace. And I think a hybrid approach for maybe 2 days at home and 3 days in the workplace does give an opportunity to reignite the fire for contract catering. And we're working with our clients now on a number of solutions, Bobby, to try and use food and beverage and that in-house restaurant concept as a way and means to invigorate people and encourage them back to the workplace. We can incentivize them with loads of tools and technology to make it easy and safe, but most importantly, an enjoyable place to be.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, there's the economics of it all. You know, a restaurant that can only accommodate a fraction of the percentage of people that it would normally is going to cost more. There's going to be restrictions around time. Maybe the day has to be extended around breaks and all those kind of things that, you know, that we kind of don't really think about, but have a massive financial impact on providing the service.
Yeah, the competitive landscape and the commerciality of the contracts have certainly changed. Luckily, we have very strong relationships with our clients, and on day one of COVID, and we knew we had to continue service, albeit with lesser numbers, we were upfront and honest with them and said, look, if we have to continue, we're going to need some help. And thankfully, they agreed and we were able to maintain that level of service. But future-wise, we know that, you know, profit and loss commercial models at the minute are going to be, they're going to be tough, you know.
Pauline, can I bring you back in and ask you about, because you seem to be one of the caterers that's going to maybe be bringing the catering to the home. Is that something that you see maybe as a new kind of wave of contract catering, that some of it would be provided in the place of work, but you'd also provide something to people's homes?
Well, I suppose one of the things that we tried to do throughout the pandemic have been to play to our strengths. So the first opportunity we had to reopen our central kitchens, which are based out in Bray, we took it. And that meant we launched a new brand called Delivered by Gather and Gather. And that was at the beginning of last summer when some of the offices tentatively opened and they brought back some of, you know, like skeleton crews back into their offices. And we had a number of clients around the city that needed a delivered option. They didn't want to open their kitchens and bring back full teams, but we had to be able to give them a service. So we jumped on that and delivered a new, developed a new offer and a new branding around that, and that was very successful. And then on foot of that, once we had the central kitchen open again, we worked on a number of projects, one in particular with James Whelan, a collaboration with James Whelan Butchers, where we've developed a range of chilled meals that he's just about to launch into his shops around Ireland. So we have that capability now, and we're 853 accredited. So that gives us an opportunity to go back to our clients. And I think what they're looking for, Bobby, is how do they actually engage with their employees and bring them back to the workplace? Yeah. Because people have become used to working from home. So they're asking us, how do we give them additional services? How do we make it in, how do we entice them back and give them something, add on something? So if we can give them, you know, if they can come back into the office and they can pick up their grocery box, their, you know, organic veg box, or their chilled meals for the week, they're all added services that give them that little bit of extra. So, yeah, you're right. I think we see that as something that we can develop with clients, and also having the tech to support that, so that they can order online and it's ready for them to pick up when they get into the office.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that's been really, I think, really positive.
Okay. Frank, can I just bring you back in here? Gavin mentioned there about, you know, using the restaurant or the catering area as a carrot to bring people back. What about the clients that say, well, I don't really now have to provide a catering service anymore because of health and safety? Is that a fear that you'd have, that the marketplace could become smaller?
I've actually got the opposite view, Bobby. I think the catering is a very important amenity for your workforce, and you know, particularly with the challenges out on the high street, where there will be a lot of high street closing, small businesses that will not come back in the cities in particular. The office environment or the education environment, the campus, has a really captive audience that it just needs to deliver, you know, really good quality food, really good safe procedures and processes, which we do, and then kind of create that kind of amenity where people feel safe, secure, and kind of happy to come back. So I've tried it in our own office, and we put it in, and you know, as people have come back, they've been really happy that the service is there, so they don't have to go outside, so they minimize their actual interactions with the outside world while they're back in the work environment. So I would think the opposite, and I think, you know, employers should think about investing in this area. It might require some technology, it might require some layout changes, but the progressive firms that I'm talking to internationally and locally are actually looking to create a better environment for employees for the food and beverage.
Yeah, I think I think that's hard to disagree with. Last word to you, Gavin. Do you see the marketplace now being very different as we reopen? Do you see your business will be a different business post-pandemic?
Again, I don't think so, Bobby. We drive ourselves on positivity, and you know, echoing Frank's point that the likes of in-house restaurants are definitely a hub for team members to congregate and enjoy and escape from work for a period of time. So they are absolutely fundamental to remain where they need to be. And getting footfalls back into our city gives everyone a reason to help support and be better. You know, we're strategically growing for the future and targeting companies that understand how we work and ones that we can genuinely add value to. But technology has always been there. I think now it's just even more important to make use of it. Yeah.
Okay, well, we wish you all well. Frank Gleeson from Aramark, Gavin Annan from Mount Charles, and Pauline Cox from Gather and Gather. Thanks so much for joining us this morning and letting us into your world.